Hare Krishna, I have two questions from Govinda Hari, and well, the first one is a little disturbing. He's asking, how do we convince devotees? He says sometimes when I'm on traveling Sankirtan, because he travels a lot and he takes devotees with him, he's a very senior devotee, and he takes devotees with him and trains them up. He says, when I'm on traveling Sankirtan, and devotees use bad language. I guess they're swearing, they use profanities and so on. So what should I tell them? And what is the consequence for devotees of being in this habit? I say that there's sort of discouraging question, because the last 2.5-3 years we were here teaching devotees how to practice the 21 qualities of human beings as discussed in Bhagavatam, and to hear that devotees on top of that are swearing or using bad language is not at all encouraging. Our whole culture, our whole spiritual life is based upon speaking nice things, namely Krishna's pastimes, chanting Hare Krishna, Katayantashamam Nitya Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. Krishna says engaging in pleasant talks, which is the austerity of the tongue. I guess it's an austerity if you have to control your tongue, which means that you're used to sort of bad language. I didn't have that problem, as that's not the way I was raised. But I guess in some quarters, some people have that type of bad association, low class association, and bad language. Actually, I never heard my parents swear in all the time that I knew them. I never heard them use bad language. So devotees should be aware that this is not the kind of conduct that's befitting gentlemen, gentle ladies, and that if they don't control themselves and don't change that habit, then, well, one thing is that by that type of speech, they're going to inevitably be committing offenses to the Vaishnavas. And that will ultimately cause them to fall down. So the same space from which they got this type of terminology, they will most likely end up in that space, because ultimately if you're talking, and you're talking those type of things, then that's where you end up. If you talk about Krishna, then you end up with Krishna. So, Yanti Deva Pita Devan Prityanyanti Kimbutaha. And, of course, if you talk like that, that also becomes your consciousness. You don't become Krishna conscious. So, Sadhu Sabadam. Devotees, stay away from foul language. And the English saying is, wash out your mouth with soap. That's another alternative, is that Govinda Hari and senior devotees, when they hear devotees using foul language, they can wash their mouth out with soap. They deserve it. Now, his other question is, said that once he sold 5 books to a lady in Sweden, and at the end of their meeting and conversation and everything, she said, I'll meet you in the spiritual world. So his question is twofold. Number one, does someone get to the spiritual world by buying books, Prabhupada's books? And number two is that do we recognize each other when we get to the spiritual world? Just by buying a book, you don't go to the spiritual world, as a general rule. The whole idea of buying a book is that you read it. And the whole purpose of reading a book is that you start chanting Hare Krishna. And by chanting Hare Krishna, you want to become surrendered. You accept the spiritual master. You follow his instructions. You practice the different limbs of devotional service. And you become purified at heart and ultimately go back to Godhead. So that's the purpose of people getting books, that they become serious sadhakas and they perfect their human form of life. And that's how they'll go back home, back to Godhead, not simply just by buying a book. By buying a book, they'll certainly begin their spiritual journey, but they've still got a ways to go. Do we recognize each other when we get to the spiritual world? Once someone is in the spiritual world, they have their siddhadeha, their eternal spiritual form. So reflecting that, oh, this person in this spiritual form who I'm meeting was some conditioned soul back in the material world, generally associates of the Lord are absorbed in interaction based upon who they are, not based upon who they were. And although anything can happen in the spiritual world, if there's some purpose behind it, but the general understanding is that someone won't remember. All meetings in the spiritual world are always as if they're for the first time, and not that there was another time before. At least that's the sense of the meetings. So, can you remember? Sure, you can. Anything can happen. Will you? General principle, no. And that's it for today here, Sunday, rainy, cloudy Sunday, dressed Radha Sham, and had a long kirtan afterwards, and then a short class, and I'm finishing dressing Radha Damodar, and having a day of rest. Hare Krishna.